escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Thursday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. We got a lot to get to on the show today. I am Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Seth, I'm looking at this very depressing box score from last night's Astros game.
Why?
Well, I watched the actual
Why would you do that?
I watched the actual game, and I'm like, hey, is there anything missing? You know, is there anything that I that just sailed over my head in this
offense,
game?
Offense, Sean, is what you're missing.
Offense, holy crap.
Offense and a pitcher.
Oh my God.
I'd like more than 2.5 pitchers who can go more than 4 innings in a game.
Yeah.
Can I get that?
Yeah, dude.
Can I get an amen?
It was funny. Huh? The game last night, and look, you know, Ryan Gusto is a rookie who it is what it is right now, as they say.
Like
they
got what tis.
They've got injuries in the rotation, and he's going to be getting a turn every 5 or 6 days. Last night, though, like in the very beginning of the game, he gets the first couple guys out real efficiently. I'm like, all right, and he gets ahead of the next guy.
Yeah, he's getting guys on 0-1 counts a lot.
Yeah.
He does nothing with them.
First two guys out, gets ahead of the next guy. And then if I had gotten up to go to the bathroom in the middle of that hitter, I would have come back to the bases being loaded because of two walks and a hit batter. I'm like, oh, and he got out of that inning. To be fair to him, he got out of the first inning. But it was almost like the warning signs were there. Like, yeah, this is. I know he left the bases loaded, but this is probably not going to end well. And he was. I mean, yeah, he was kind of terrible. I mean, he put ten guys on base in 4 1/3 innings.
You're going through this trying to. Okay, he needs to be more aggressive. Yeah. So he's getting up in the count early. He's got all these 0-1 counts, but then he just doesn't know how to finish. It's like when you loan money to a relative. That you just like, I'm just going to try to give you a leg up here, man, and get started. And then you find out he's at the racetrack. You know, like, he's at the racetrack again.
Yeah.
And I just need, whether it's Colton Gordon or Ryan Gusto, one of those two.
Yeah.
Just start going consistently more than 4 or 4 1/3 innings into a game.
Yeah.
Most women can be satisfied with 5 or 6 easily. 4, it's a tough go of it.
Yeah.
Okay. The 4 is just, it's a little shy.
Women talk about that all the time.
Give me 6.
They talk about that all the time. Just give me 6 innings, all right? That's all.
Yes.
Can you give me 6 innings?
8 or 9 innings, then everybody's happy.
Hunter Brown,
you know?
Hunter and Framber can go all night long, man. Yeah. Hell yeah.
You don't have to be even the average.
No.
You can be a little bit below average, and it'll be all right.
But this
relief side. I mean, it's damn, the 2 out of 5 times in the rotation, you're going with, it might as well be a committee game.
Yeah.
You know, oh, it's a reliever game. Here we go.
It's been good. The bullpen's, you know, the Pirates are an awful team. They're not a good offensive team. So thankfully, the bullpen, the bright side, bullpen came in last night, Okert, King, and Sousa. And they shut things down and gave the Astros at least a chance to win the game last night. I looked at the standings this morning, and the Astros are up by a half a game, and I choose to look at it like, man, this team has – they're not a good offensive team. They haven't been a good offensive team all year. They're elite in certain areas of their pitching. They're in first place, man. This does not feel like a first-place team, but it's a little bit of gravy right now that they're actually in first place. You know,
they're in first place, and if this team is going to do anything this year, it's going to be because somehow the complete pitching staff really just continues to do a lot of what they've been doing, and then either Arrighetti comes back or Luis Garcia or Christian Javier, like one or two of those guys coming back and being a mainstay and really performing well can help lift this team up above just being a 500 caliber team. But the problem is this offense. I mean,
yeah, they need Jordan back. They need Jordan
Skeens,
back.
Skeens is one thing.
Yeah.
Okay. You only score one run against Skeens.
Yeah.
Great, and you win the game. Great.
Yeah.
But I like you scored zero runs last night. They haven't. You know, they've had a few deluges of huge production games by and large, but they're a below-average offense right now. And even with Jordan back, Jordan might lift them up to a little bit above average, but it's not like that one guy is going to make that huge of a difference, no matter how good he is.
That's right. So kind of a snoozer last night. The Astros lose 3-0. They'll try to win the series tonight. Framber on the mound tonight. Framber's been great lately.
Is it tonight or is it a day game?
It's tonight. It's a 5:40 start again. I love
these early starts. Have been nice. Yeah,
5:40.
So early last night.
5:40. I'm looking up. They're getting the ninth inning is going on. It's 8:00. I'm like, oh, now this is baseball right here. Yeah.
This was also vintage early 2025 Astros in that it was boring as hell.
Really boring. It was a snoozer.
Was really, really boring.
It was a snoozer. Yeah. You're probably able to get a lot done. Able to get a lot done last night as you had the game on in the background.
The only fun I had last night was trying to remember the various places that Tommy Pham has been all the different. Yeah, every time Pham pops up, I'm kind of like, oh wait, am I crazy? I thought Pham was playing for I don't know, one out of three other teams in MLB. He's played for 10 teams in his career.
He seems like a guy, and I'm basing this entirely on the fact that he walked up and punched Jock Peterson in the face before a game. I'm guessing Tommy Pham might be a guy who's a little intense to be around a lot. You know?
I wonder if that's you know what? As I was thinking about Tommy Pham's long career in various different places, Sean, I'm not exaggerating. I think he's been with 10 teams.
Yeah.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
Oh yeah.
Where like Tommy Pham always he always shows up and is like, oh man, he's hurt the Astros at various times, whether it was with the White Sox, the Cardinals, the Royals, the Diamondbacks, the Mets, the Reds, the Padres, the Rays, or the Cardinals once again. He just moves around a lot, but he's still a valuable player.
That's a good analogy. Man, I can't wait. C.J. Gardner-Johnson has not been here for OTA so far. I am highly anticipating him being here. I can't wait to find out what this experience is about. Because he's still making headlines. He's not even with the Eagles, and he's in a headline with the Eagles. The Eagles beat writer here. He's clapping at Vic Fangio.
Well, remember, he's clapping at Vic Fangio. Yeah, explain that. And then the one glimpse we did see of him was funny. I might have to go back and find the audio, but go ahead.
I guess C.J. Gardner-Johnson went on social media yesterday, and he was responding to a comment made by his former defensive coordinator, the current DC in Philly, Vic Fangio. And Vic Fangio had said that they made the decision to let C.J. Gardner-Johnson go because of salary. He called it, quote, a salary cap thing.
Yeah.
And Vic Fangio says, Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, made that decision. I was fine with it. Gardner-Johnson, in response to that, reposted a graphic featuring the quote to his Instagram story and added text that read, quote, just don't do them young guys like y'all did me. End quote. He also included a 100 emoji and a flexed bicep emoji.
Yeah.
Care to translate, Seth?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what it means. It feels a little bit almost like, I don't know. It feels like maybe C.J. Gardner-Johnson had interpreted that as some kind of an insult or something. And that's where I enjoy the fun of it is that, you remember, Antonio Brown has a history of kind of taking a relatively harmless statement by somebody and somehow turning it into an insult or something or just attacking. I don't know. It's just I felt like it was an odd. Usually if somebody says, hey, it's a salary cap cut, that is a nice way of saying we really like the guy. It's just we had to
numbers are
this,
numbers.
You know, we had to get younger guys and everything. I think Vic may have been one of the guys who wanted to keep him. And Vic in saying that is saying where Fangio says it's, you know, what did he say? No,
Fangio said it was a salary cap thing. How he made that decision, I was fine with it.
Yeah, so like Vic, it sounds to me like Vic really wanted to have C.J. Gardner-Johnson back. The reports were that guys on the defensive side of the ball wanted him back. But he's, you know, showing deference to his boss and saying, yeah, I'm cool with it. I get it. I understand it. Yeah. So being a salary cap cut is not an insult whatsoever. If anything, when it's framed that way, it's kind of a compliment in that we got to take care of the salary.
So why is C.J. Gardner-Johnson angry about this, do you think?
I don't know, or if he's angry or what. Because remember,
just don't do them young guys like y'all did me. 100 emoji, flexed bicep emoji.
We gotta go.
He doesn't seem happy.
we gotta go to his press conference when he first got here, and somebody asked him a question because C.J. Gardner-Johnson was wearing kind of a funny hat, and somebody asked him a question about Cam Newton, basically making a reference to his hat.
Yeah.
And C.J. Gardner-Johnson just started laughing and saying, like, oh, yeah, Mario Edwards, yeah.
I don't know.
Played with him in Dallas or something. I didn't know. I had no clue.
Yeah.
He was all over the place.
He might be unhinged, C.J. Gardner-Johnson.
In a good way.
Yeah. Well, if you're winning, it's in a good way. You know, like, it's... So we'll see.
I think on this defense, it's in a good way, too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
There's a level of the way this defense plays, they've got a lot of guys out there who are unhinged, but the key is they figured out how to balance. They're unhinged on the football field, but they're Eagle Scouts off the football field.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, you know, they kind of get it. You know, I feel like Will Anderson, totally unhinged, but also he gets it and he knows how to conduct himself as a citizen.
Hey,
you look at Kamari Lassiter, unhinged on the football field, but solid everywhere else. I just, CJ might be unhinged everywhere. I have no idea.
I know, that's the crazy
thing. CJ Gardner-Johnson.
That's why I'm so excited about this defense. You could have said, what you just said about this defense... And somehow we got over the Astros losing 3-0 over to C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I'm here for it. Yeah,
Tommy Pham, as it always is the linchpin to everything.
It's 6 degrees of Tommy Pham, yes. But you could have said, what you just said about this defense and the unhinged level of the whole thing, you could have said, and C.J. Gardner-Johnson could be playing on Mars for a team up there, and that would have been a true statement. They took the defense that has this level of unhingedness, they call it Swarm, and you plunked C.J. Gardner-Johnson down into the secondary. Holy crap.
Hey, what should we do with this pile of dynamite? Throw some water on it. C.J. Gardner-Johnson is the water to our dynamite.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Kids who might not watch Westerns these days as much as we used to back in the day, wet dynamite is way more volatile than dry dynamite.
I'm glad you explained that because
It doesn't sound like it makes sense, right? Yeah, you think like, oh, dry dynamite seems like it's not like Tinder. Which kids back in the day, Tinder was something you used to start a fire, not something you used to try to get out
something you use, just different kind of fire. That's all.
That's true. Yeah,
great name. And now that I think about it, I'm like, that was really well named.
It's fun. It's going to be fun.
Yep, it'll be a lot of fun.
Tommy Pham.
So we're off and running on a Tommy Pham Thursday here on Payne and Pendergast. All right, we do have a lot to get to. Hey, Clint Sterner is going to join us on the show today at 9 a.m. He was actually out at OTAs. Get to talk a little ball with Clint Sterner. That's always fun. So we're going to do that at 9 o'clock today. We still have some other Astros stuff to get to. I also want to circle back to the Texans and the offensive line. This is interesting. DeMeco Ryan said one thing about the offensive line. One of his more prominent players, whose name he brings up a lot, said something almost kind of the opposite about the offensive line in his media session. So we'll have that for you. Are you okay if the five that they trotted out there as the ones in OTAs are the ones in week one? We will hit some offensive line coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I like this cut yesterday that we played from D'Amico Ryan, so we're going to play it again. I thought Jalen Petrie had an interesting answer to the same question. This was D'Amico Ryan's talking about the culture shift with the offensive line. Is this something that you're seeing right now, Coach?
Our offensive line, the mindset, I see it drastically changing. I see Coach Cole Popovich, his instant impact on those guys. You can see it from the way they work in their individual drills, the way they come off the line with low pass. It's just the small technique things that you see, how they're dialed in on their hand placement, just speaking the same language. One of the coolest things I've seen when we were working out in phase two, we work out, we activate our guys here in a bubble, and we all travel outside to do our different drills, and to see the O-line come out, and whoever was out first, they waited on the other guys, and they waited, they joined together as a group, and then they traveled down to the opposite end of the field to do their position work. So that just shows me that togetherness, that connection that I truly believe in. You want to be a great unit, you have to be connected. So Cole has kind of spurred that connection, that intensity, the mentality that I'm looking for, and we have that. We have the intangibles of what it takes. Now we just got to go out and get it done when we put pads on.
I think it's a great answer. I love the answer. It's an acknowledgement that change was needed, and it's classic D'Amico. He's observing all the little things that go into it, right?
And as you pointed out yesterday, the drastically different mindset is, that's the important thing, because it hints at two things. One, that the mindset needed to change. And that two, the guys out there right now who have the mindset that D'Amico wants don't include several of the guys who were on that offensive Bingo. Line last year. Three starters from last year.
That's right.
Not to mention the offensive line coach and the offensive coordinator.
Yes, them too. Them too.
So for all the, like, no, there is no problem with the atmosphere or the culture of the offensive line.
Right.
We just happened to randomly get rid of half of everybody.
Yeah.
And now it's drastically better.
Right.
But
right.
No, there was no issue.
It was fine. Yeah. So I love the answer. I found it funny in going back and watching Jalen Petrie's press conference. He was asked the same thing. Have you seen a difference in the offensive line from last year to this year? And this is what Petrie said.
I'm going to be honest, not yet. We haven't put on pads yet, so it's a little different. The offense and defensive line are working together in terms of OTAs because you can't hit and stuff like that. But I'm looking forward to seeing it, you know, and I'm excited about what the future holds for them.
I think both things can be true. You know, D'Amico is paid to look at the things he was looking at with the offensive line.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't look into that. I honestly respected Petrie for just saying, it'd be like if somebody came to me and asked, hey, Seth, how's that new sales guy for the Bull doing?
Right.
I'd be like, I don't even know anything about what the Bull, what their sales staff is doing.
But if they ask,
I know we're working for the same company.
Yes,
but I have zero contact.
It's a great analogy because if they ask Sarah Fraser, who's the D'Amico Ryans of our office, she would have an answer. She would have a 50-second answer for that, like D'Amico did.
Right, right. Hey, Seth, how do you feel? Could you break down the how well are they speaking Spanish on Mega? I don't know.
And back to your sales analogy, Petrie brought up the point. They're at a stage now where the hardest group to judge, in my opinion, are the trenches because you don't have any pads on. This would be like asking about a salesperson who's not allowed to go on sales calls yet. How are they doing? I don't know. They haven't been on any calls yet. He's still in training.
Yeah. So for Petrie, the only way he would really have any actual or real contact with an offensive lineman is if some dude went loco, if some offensive tackle went crazy on a screen and tried to plaster Jalen Petrie or something with no pads on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'll tell you this about the one thing that I've noticed over the Texans' young players in the last couple of years. I really enjoy how they really, and I don't know if they've been trained to do this, but they've looked very comfortable when presented with a question that they're either not comfortable answering or they don't have an immediate answer for. They'll just take their time with it.
Mm-hmm.
They'll kind of pause, think about it. They're very comfortable asking a reporter to ask the question again or clarify or something. I know it doesn't sound like a big deal, but a lot of times a lot of the issues that come up with players saying stuff that maybe they wish they hadn't said, it does come from just being too reactionary or just not really listening to a question. So I'm reading way too much into that. I feel like I've noticed a difference between not just this team versus previous Texans team, but maybe just this generation compared to other generations of players.
It makes sense.
They're less likely to get agitated or because even Derek Stingley, who doesn't really enjoy the press conferences, he'll just kind of take his time, ask somebody to clarify. And I like that.
He's exactly.
I look at it as a sign of maturity.
He's exactly who I was thinking of when you brought this up. Like Stingley is a guy who will double check on what he was just asked. You know what I mean?
Will Anderson, the first press conference he did this year, somebody asked him about one of the draft. Oh, I think it was one of the free agency acquisitions. And I could tell, I don't think he knew.
It was EJ Speed.
Oh, okay. So I don't know if Will, and it was like only, it wasn't that long after they had signed EJ Speed.
No.
And I think Will I didn't want to say anything negative about a new teammate, but also was completely unaware of what the question was about.
Yeah.
And he pedaled through it well. It was all right.
He just kind of smiled and uncomfortably laughed, but like Will smiles for every answer, so it just kind of blended in, you know?
That is one thing that happens this time of year, or immediately after the draft or free agency especially, is a lot of sports writers don't realize that the players themselves are not following this stuff nearly as intently as we are.
Yeah.
You know, and you ask some players about the draft and they're kind of like, I'll see them when they get here, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't been pouring through Mel Kiper's reports for the last 2 months.
I think Will Anderson is a football junkie. I don't think he had been breaking down film of EJ Speed at all during his offseason. Yeah.
I mean, anybody knows who EJ Speed is and everything, but it might have kind of, I think we as in the media or his fans treated the EJ Speed signing with a lot more import than it actually is.
He might not have known that they signed EJ Speed.
Right. Well, no, and I think because EJ Speed, it's two things. Three things, really. One, he's got a really cool name.
Cool name.
So you remember it when you hear it.
Yeah.
Two, he plays for the Colts.
Yeah.
And three, was part of the... It was kind of a part of a brouhaha or a feud between him and CJ. Even though they're friends, it was like a social media, grudge. But like as far as EJ Speed's contract, it's a 1 year up to $5 million deal. And a lot of people thought, like, oh, wow, he might be starting. And it's true. Maybe he does end up starting. But realistically, that deal, that's the exact same deal that they gave the defensive end there, Darrell Taylor. And, like, the or same number. It's like, no, it's that's what you pay to a guy who is a veteran backup or role player or might rotate in.
Who's going to be, you know, who, if he has a bad camp, might not make the team, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know?
But yeah, I mean, EJ Speed hopefully will show up for the Texans this year. Not necessarily as a starter unless there's injuries.
Nothing's going to be decided with the offensive line until well into training camp as far as who the five are going to be. It might not be decided till after the last preseason game. Unlike last year, where it seemed to be decided before they set foot on the field for training camp, it's going to be a very different training camp with the offensive line, and I'm looking forward to it. A lot of mixing and matching, to use D'Amico's words. By all the reports that I saw, Seth, the five that they ran out there to begin OTAs for the team drills were these five, and I'm curious if these are the five they trot out for week one against the Rams, by the way, a very good defensive line. How will we feel? Left to right. It was Cam Robinson, left tackle, Lake Tomlinson, left guard. They had Andrews out there at center to start out, so it looks like that's going to be a battle with him and Patterson. And Scruggs isn't playing any center so far in OTAs?
No, he has played center.
He's
played both guard and center.
He has? Okay, gotcha. All right, I had read yesterday that he had not, but okay.
Either way.
So Andrews at center, Titus Howard at right guard, not left guard, and Blake Fisher at right tackle. How are you feeling? It's the Thursday before the Rams game in week one. Yeah. How are you feeling about those
Rams
five?
With a very good defensive line.
That's right.
I'd be nervous. I'm going to be nervous no matter what configuration. There's no configuration of offensive linemen right now that I'm going to feel rock solid about until we actually see it in action. And, you know, the one thing that I always go back to, and we've talked about this before, it's that you don't have to have five all-pro offensive linemen to have a good offensive line. You don't even have to have a bunch of name-brand guys. And there's two examples that you could look at. Ooh. Historically, the 2011-2012 Texans offensive line. You look at their 2011 offensive line. They had one first-rounder on there, Dwayne Brown. You got Wade Smith at left guard, third-rounder from Miami originally. But Wade had spent 2 years each on three different teams before he got to Houston. And then he ends up being a Pro Bowler with Houston. Chris Myers had been a sixth-round pick by the Broncos. Mike Brazell was an undrafted rookie free agent that came on my last year in the NFL, and I liked Mike Brazell a lot, but I never really had a clue or thought, oh, yeah, this guy's going to end up being a full-time starter for a couple different teams in the NFL.
He came in 06. And we're talking about the 2011 starting offensive line.
He really worked his way into it. Eric Winston, third rounder.
Yep.
And those guys ended up having the second leading rushing attack in the league. And obviously Arian Foster has something to do with that. Alex Gibbs Sr. as the offensive line coach has a lot to do with that.
Yep.
So it all comes back to, all right, is Nick Caley a good offensive coordinator? Is Cole Popovich a good coach? And then I'm not cherry-picking here. Every year there's a few good offensive lines that don't have a bunch of name-brand guys. The Bucs were that offensive line last year.
Okay.
Where they've got, you know, Tristan Wirfs is Tristan Wirfs. But they did have, you know, they had a hodgepodge of various guys. They had some really physically talented guys, but then, you know, some second and third round picks or guys. One of their guards last year, I'm blanking on his name, he'd only had 1 year as a full-time starter with the Giants the year before. One of the worst offensive lines in the league. And they were one of the best pass-protecting offensive lines in the league last year. So, I mean, coaching, and then chemistry. I'm not saying that it doesn't mean it's easy to do, but you just can't get down in the doldrums and think that there's no sign of life or hope because you don't have name-brand guys across the board.
Ben Bredesen, I think, is the player that you're talking about.
Bredesen had been in the league, I think, 4 or 5 years, and the only year he had started full-time was the year before with the Giants, when the Giants were just a mess.
Yeah, they were
so
bad.
Yeah, I mean, it's Cole Popovich has a lot of pressure on him.
Coaching, no doubt. Payne and Pendergast with you. The C.J. Stroud shoulder topic is still going to be there until we see him throw a football. One big reason that I need C.J. to end up being okay is that one of the people that posted a video about this thing was Trey Wingo.
Oh!
This was Trey Wingo. Just looked to be like walking around on a golf course sweating his ass off. and just decided to drop this 30-second video about C.J. Stroud's shoulder.
All right, so Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud is not throwing at OTAs because of shoulder soreness. And the team says they're not concerned, it's just general soreness, and they think everything should be fine. Don't believe that. There's a concern. He hasn't played a football game since January. It is now June, and he has shoulder soreness. If you have shoulder soreness at OTAs, and you haven't played in months, no matter what the team says, that's a concern. That's the real situation.
The real situation. I just need CJ's shoulder to be okay.
I wish you hadn't. We're going to play something from Draymond Green later where I want to disagree with what Draymond Green says because it's Draymond Green, but I'm like, ah, crap, Draymond Green agrees with me. Yeah. That's where I am now with Trey Wingo. I was like, well, when I hear the exact same thing I said coming out of Trey Wingo's mouth,
I start to hate
it doesn't
myself.
Sound nearly as brilliant as when I say it.
Maybe this is me being petty. He was one of my least favorite Super Bowl guests that we've ever had.
He was the worst. He came immediately, because this is why, dear listeners, I asked him a question that he immediately assumed was me saying, hey, aren't the officials cheating to help out Pat Mahomes, when it wasn't that whatsoever?
No.
And he went into, and he wouldn't let me clarify. I was like, I had to stop him. I was like, no, listen, Trey. That's not what I asked. Right. That's not what I said. Yeah, he came in with an agenda. And then he was like, dude, all of these guys who get fired by ESPN who don't realize that the platform was much bigger than them, they have these egos like they're 1950s movie stars or something. Yes. And just you worked for ESPN. That's why you're a big deal. Yeah. Like, just settle the hell down. All these other legends of broadcasting who actually, you know, who I actually admire, they couldn't be more cordial or pleasant. Yeah.
He was a piece of work, man. Came in doing a sponsored by some app, some betting app that it seemed like he may or may not have used at some point. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah, yeah. He was like, hey, listen, guys, I got to talk about this stupid app.
He kind of was. Yeah.
Let's ambush him next year at Radio Row.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have him on and then just make fun of him the entire time.
The entire time and see how long he'll sit there for, how long he takes it. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
Oh, hey, Trey, you know, back in the, 10 years ago, I might be really respectful to you because you would have been in a position to help me. But now you're just a guy. Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Oh, Payne and Pendergast with you. 713-572-4610 if you want to text in. Don't care who they trot out as long as they don't suck again. I have zero dogs in the fight when it comes to who's playing on the offensive line. None.
Right.
Don't care who they are.
Because as I was pointing out the various blue-collar offensive lines who have done well, we're coming off of the Texans having an offensive line that was amongst the top five highest-paid offensive lines in the league.
Yeah.
We've seen forever, Sean, you and I have had to deal with people saying, hey, how come the Texans never invest in offensive line? And we have to explain, no. They've invested lots and lots. Last year, they had Shaq Mason on a huge contract. They had Laremy Tunsil, who you traded two first-round picks to get. You had Kenyon Green, who was a first-rounder. You have Titus Howard, a first-rounder out there on the offensive line. It was not for lack of resources or spending that they didn't have a good offensive line.
Nope.
They chose the wrong guys, and they coached them the wrong way.
They chose the wrong guys, and they may have chosen the wrong guys to coach them, too. So we'll see. See how it goes. Training camp coming up in just a handful of weeks. And we got you covered here on Sports Radio 610. All right, hey, quick reminder, too. Clint Sterner's going to join us at 9 o'clock. A lot of the things we just talked about, we'll get Clint's takes on it as well. He was out at OTA, so we'll talk to him at 9 o'clock. Clint Sterner, of course, of The Drive here on Sports Radio 610. Top of the hour, there's a book out with a chapter in it on Dusty Baker talking about going rogue in 2022 on the front office, which I can't wait to talk about. We'll do that at 7 o'clock, but we got headlines coming up next. Astros lose, All-Star ballots out, NBA Finals start tonight. We got plenty to get to in headlines. Stay there.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Payne and Pendergast with today's headlines, presented by Men's Tea Clinic.
All right, let's get to some headlines. We'll start with the Astros. This won't take long. There's not much to talk about from last night's game. They got shut out by the Pittsburgh Pirates last night, as we've had a few texters point out. Like, yeah, you pointed this out too, Seth. Like, it's one thing if it's Skeens who's dealing on you.
Right.
You're scoring one run in eight innings on Skeens and tacking a couple on against the bullpen to win 3-0. It's another thing altogether where they trot out Burrows, who's got an ERA of 8.5, and you make him look like he's Justin Verlander or something like that.
They go back to this last weekend when they were able to split the series, but it wasn't, you really needed your aces to be aces in those games. Right now, in terms of the very advanced stat of runs scored, the Astros are 21st in the league.
Yeah, they're bottom third, yeah. Man. They're bottom third. I think they're bottom third of the league in scoring, and they're in first place in their division, which I think speaks to a few things. One, it's not a great division, obviously. Two, the pitching's been outstanding. Three, they have been more timely in their hitting. You know, like they have had a tendency, at least enough, to win some games,
yeah,
to where they've been getting big hits at critical junctures late in games.
You know? We have to look at in large chunks of the season, it feels like they can't pee a drop when there's anybody on base or in scoring position. Yeah. We've seen at least more. They've taken advantage of that, yeah, at least emotionally, it feels like, more often in the last month or so than before. But they're not scoring enough runs.
No.
And they've done better in some of the advanced stats and everything, but I'm sorry. I like seeing runners cross the plate.
Well,
I don't like expected this, expected that,
no,
exit velocity, hard hit percentage or whatever. I like seeing runners cross home plate.
Not to oversimplify, but last night, Christian Walker is your cleanup hitter. He's been your cleanup hitter for most of the season. And he strikes out three times in four at-bats. He goes 0-for-4. His OPS is not even 5 or not even 640. Like, you can't win games, especially if Yordan Alvarez is going to be out with his hand injury for an extended period of time. You just can't win games consistently if you have a cleanup hitter, the guy who comes up with runners on base more than anybody on your team. He's got Jeremy Peña, Isak Paredes, and Jose Altuve hitting in front of him. He's going to come up. And the bottom of the order has actually been pretty good, too. Like, Jake Myers is near the bottom of the order. Like, Christian Walker comes up with guys on base a ton, and he strikes out a lot.
That's
a lot.
You know, and you're exactly right, too. Jordan coming back and playing like his old self would be a huge, huge deal, obviously. Huge. My gut tells me, all right, but it is still just one guy. Mm-hmm. But when you look at all the guys who have been left on base, all the times that the top of the order has done well, but nobody can send them home, it's going to hopefully would have a much bigger impact than I want to accept at this point.
Yes, yes. So they're back at it tonight. Try to win the series tonight. Nobody better to throw out there for the Astros than Framber Valdez lately. He's been outstanding, so he'll be on the mound tonight for the Astros. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball All-Star ballot is out, so this is where we encourage you to get out and vote. Get out and vote, people. Do your civic duty. Get out and vote. And I would say if you're going to vote for anybody, vote for Jeremy Peña. Peña deserves to be in the All-Star game this year. The All-Star ballot, Seth, has each player's like general offensive numbers on there, like average, power numbers, and OPS.
Yes.
Jeremy Peña right now is among the top three, if not top two, in all of the stats among shortstops in the American League.
And among all players in general, he's third in wins above replacement. It's Aaron Judge, Pete Crow Armstrong, and then Jeremy Peña.
3.6 wins above replacement. He's having an outstanding season. So get out and vote for Jeremy. Stuff the ballot box for Jeremy Peña.
By the way, and the notable thing about that is, because you can remember when Carlos Correa would keep giving us lessons about war and the importance because he was good at war. Correa was really buoyed in a lot of ways by his defensive war, and his offensive war wasn't as impressive, but he was up there partly because his defensive war was so huge. Peña's sixth in offensive war.
Yes.
So his defense vaults him up to three overall, but, I mean, he is just a complete and total package, and this is with a relatively slow start to the season.
And I would point out that a lot of these numbers have been compiled for him since he got moved to leadoff. He's going to be leadoff the rest of the way. So that's why I'm saying, like, I feel like there's a lot of validity to these numbers with Jeremy Peña, you know, when you factor in the improvements he was trying to make in the offseason, too.
Yeah, he's third in defensive war and sixth in offensive war and overall, third overall.
He's got better numbers than Bobby Witt Jr. right now, who's thought to be he's the truth at shortstop. Jacob Wilson, the rookie for the A's, is just having an incredible season. So it'll be competitive. That's three really good shortstops. Peña hopefully makes it. I'll point out as well, Altuve is listed as a second baseman on the ballot, not a left fielder.
Is he really?
He's listed as a second baseman. Yeah,
that's why the All-Star game always just screws things up in some way or another, where it just are you guys paying attention?
Well, I'm cool with this because, you know, Seth, I like things like All-Star games and Hall of Fame. I like the accolades. The accolades are something that's easy to consume and quantifiable. Yeah. Jose Altuve's been to 9 All-Star games. There's a very, very select group that's only that have been to double-digit All-Star games. He's got a way better chance of getting voted in as a second baseman than he does as an outfielder.
Like I said, I like the way that All-Star game handles these things.
That's right.
It's really a nod to just the classic intelligence that baseball people always claim they have.
Keeping their eyes on things. Absolutely. Absolutely.
They were, and they reiterate. By the way, I know you've seen Jose Altuve at second base more frequently as of late, but the organization has been very clear on, like, no. Third, left field is his main position.
Yeah. Okay. Tell that to the All-Star committee. Cam Smith is on there as well. I think him just being on the ballot is a huge notch for that trade, that Kyle Tucker trade. The Cam Smith is on the All-Star ballot.
Yeah.
Finals game one tonight in the NBA, OKC and Indiana. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander against Tyrese Halliburton. So that'll be tonight. Adam Silver was on Breakfast Ball yesterday. That's the FS1 show that has Craig Carton and Mark Schlereth and Danny Parkins on it. That's their early morning talk show. Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA. I like this. Historically, I'm a fan of the All-Star weekend. I think it's turned into just a gigantic joke. So anything that makes the All-Star game a little more watchable, I'm cool with. Silver revealed this. I hadn't seen this anywhere else. Silver revealed this on the show yesterday.
What about the concept of USA versus the world? Is that something that we will see possibly next year as you continue to try to tinker with the weekend?
Yes. So next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season we'll be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star Game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot of attention to what the NHL did with the...
Which was a huge success.
The Frozen Four.
That was
awesome.
It was great.
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success. I mean, those games, USA, Serbia, USA, France.
I love
France watching
it.
And by the way, to
I'm
your point about the European style,
yeah.
I mean, a more physical style of basketball, a 40-minute game, which I won't reference again.
You love the 40-minute game.
I just said it happened to be a 40-minute game in the Olympics.
But we're not
changing it. But
Thank
it
you.
Was, but I think that's another example.
This is the format, and this is how you get maximum eyeballs and maximal impact and significance. The winner, whether the USA wins or loses the All-Star game, will determine how much foreign aid we dole out to these countries of the players that are on it. The players on the world team, if they can win this game, then their respective countries will get their foreign aid amped up. If they lose, they get it. They get it shut down. Now you might say, "Well, Seth, this sounds like the foreign players are a lot more incentivized." We're like, "Yeah, well, we have to, you know, you have to really, you know, be sure that the American players know how much hatred they're going to get on social media we end up having to dole out more foreign aid." Okay,
I like this. They need to get you involved in this.
That's obviously,
yes,
obviously, I could fix this damn government
in
a second.
You know my feeling on this NBA All-Star game. If we're like power ranking the things that would get people intense enough, you know, like the certain aspects of life that would get two sides angry at each other enough to have a good basketball game. Obviously, political affiliation would be number one.
I do. There is a given the current climate, there is a part of me that's kind of like, do we have to add and pit it like USA versus the world any more than just however the normal circumstances are right now?
I would say political affiliation. I would say age. My idea forever has been pick your all-stars, pick your 24 guys or 50, yeah. 30 guys or whatever, and take the median age and just divide it right down the middle, and all guys to the left of that number are on one team, all guys to the right of that number are on another team. Because there's nothing that the olds love more than being able to embarrass the youth. I say that as somebody who's skewing older these days. So let them show their dad's strength in a game.
All jokes aside, I like this idea of the USA versus that. And it is also, I don't know, it's a kind of a testament to how far basketball has come. And just, Sean, I remember my freshman year in college, I remember talking, there was a kid on my floor of our dorm who had gone, he had taken a couple years off after high school and gone and worked. It wasn't with the Peace Corps because it was some kind of mission in Eastern Europe. And they had just put up a backboard, a hoop, in this small little Eastern European town that he was in. And the people were kind of getting into basketball. But my friend who was like played JV basketball in high school, he would go out and play, and they were looking at him like he was Michael Jordan. They were just like, "Oh my gosh!"
He was making
layups with his left hand.
It's crazy.
Oh.
My senior year in high school, my family, we went on a trip to Europe, and me and my brother, who's 2 years younger than me, we found I forget what country it was in, some playground with a hoop, and we got a ball. And we started shooting, and some of the locals came up and were looking at us like, "Oh, wow!" I'm like, "Dude, I don't even play on my high school team."
Are you on the Globetrotters,
dude? We started playing some of them 2-on-2 and 3-on-3, and we were just pounding.
Oh God, what do they do when somebody dribbled between their legs?
Unicorn, total unicorn. All right, Payne and Pendergast.
That was like 30 years ago.
Now the U.S. might be an underdog in this game.
Know.
Who knows? I mean, the European team is going to have Luka and Giannis, and oh man. All right, hey, did Dusty Baker go rogue in the 2022 postseason? There's a new book out that suggests that Dusty Baker took the suggestions of the front office of the Astros and crumpled it up and threw it in the garbage can. We will tell you, and it all worked out. It all worked out in the end. We've got that for you coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.